Our man from America is online. Good morning, Dick Fain.
Hey guys.
Now, Dick, do you know much about this Denver Test match that's taking place this weekend between New Zealand and England? It's a rugby league contest that, for the first time, a international is being played between these two countries over there in Denver. Do you know much about
No,
it?
I have not heard about it. I am excited, however, for the new rugby league that is the Rugby Union League that's just opened up here in the States, and we actually have a franchise here in Seattle. So they're televising the games and everything. So that's good, bringing rugby to America. But no, I have not heard of the league match in Denver.
They're actually playing at Mile High Stadium, which is the home of the Denver Broncos, Dick. So it's a really big thrill for a lot of the rugby league players. Some people excited about it. Plenty of people aren't excited about it, but we'll just see how it unfolds and what sort of crowd they get.
I love rugby league. I mean, you guys have taken me to a couple of matches over there, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish we got more here on the television. I think that's what would really kind of get it. I remember growing up, we had a lot of Australian rules football on television. For some reason, it seemed like it would always pop on, and so I kind of grew up watching it and getting myself acclimated to it in the in the 1980s and in early 90s, and then it kind of went away. And you just never see. I mean, we don't even get a state of origin anymore. I mean, Fox Soccer Channel used to put state of origin on for a good 4 or 5 years, so I was able to watch the state of origin matches. But the last couple of years, I haven't been able to find them.
Yeah, I know they want to take the game of rugby league over to America, and there has been some discussion over here. The NRL, our national competition, starting the year in either LA or San Fran in 2019 with South Sydney, the club that Russell Crowe owns, and they are talking about Manly, the club that Hugh Jackman supports, and having both those guys get behind the opening game of the season. So that'd be big news over there, I'm assuming, if that was to happen.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they're doing the similar things is what the NFL is trying to do with their London games, and the NBA is trying to do, sending teams to China to play exhibition games. I mean, I think people are realizing now that the world's a pretty small place, and why not expand your horizons and get out of the little bubble? You know, why not get out of the bubble that is the United States? Why not get out of the bubble that is Australia and show you've got great athletes over there. You might as well share them with the world.
Yeah, and strangely enough, I'm still getting my head around this, but the 2025 World Cup of Rugby League is supposed to be held in both Canada and the United States of America, which actually makes the mind boggle a bit. Dick, what sort of traction, the United States of America didn't qualify for the FIFA World Cup of Soccer, what sort of traction is it getting in America?
Yeah, very little, guys. Soccer is not a huge sport here in the States, but they do follow their national team. And whenever the national team is playing in a World Cup match, they will, it gets very, very good ratings. People stop what they're doing. People turn it on the computer while they're at work, or they take an early lunch and they go to a bar. And I mean, I just remember, 4 years ago, we did a show from a local bar for the match. The place was packed, everybody wearing, red, white, and blue. And so people do get patriotic around the World Cup matches. And unfortunately for the United States this year, it just it didn't happen for them. Unbelievably unable to qualify. So it's I think still Americans will watch it when it gets down to the semifinals and the finals, because it is a spectacle. I mean, you don't really want to miss the grand final of the World Cup. But I think I've watched, because Americans don't expect to be in the semifinals or the grand final anyway. So think they're just used to watching the semis and the grand final every 4 years anyway. So I think the ratings will still be pretty good for those matches. But you just won't have the sake of the U.S. team being in there in a group stage.
Well, one thing we do know, in 2026 they'll be there, Dick, because they'll be hosting the World Cup.
They'll be hosting, and we are crossing our fingers. Seattle is a semifinalist. I believe there are 17 cities right now, and they need to get it down to the 11. The final cut's not going to be until 2020, but Seattle is a very, very good soccer town. We have an MLS team here, a major league soccer team in the Seattle Sounders, who made the grand final last year, lost, won the grand final 2 years ago. We get about 40,000 fans a match, so that's if not the number one, one of the top two or three attendance figures in the league. So Seattle is definitely one of the favorites to get one of those, and I will definitely be attending if Seattle gets a match.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with our American correspondent, Dick Fain from Radio KJR Seattle. Dick, NBA, I know the season's in hiatus at the moment after that series, but LeBron James at tab.com.au, the price of the LA Lakers continues to tumble from $34 down to $8. So we assume, we assume that LeBron James is going to be playing for the LA Lakers. What's the latest?
Well, that's the assumption. You know, there are other teams, other players. Really, can't the teams can't woo yet because he's still property of the Cleveland Cavaliers until June 29th, when he can decide to opt out of his contract, which I'm very sure he will do. But that doesn't keep players from texting him and tweeting him and calling him and recruiting him. I mean, Chris Paul is trying to do it with Houston. That would be a formidable with Chris Paul, James Harden, and LeBron James on that Houston team. That would definitely be a championship-type team. They would have to do a lot of financial shakeups, though, to get him to fit under the salary cap in Houston, whereas the Lakers really don't have to. The only thing they have to do is they have to trade for Kawhi Leonard first before they get any of these free agents. They have to get Kawhi Leonard on their payroll first, and it's you know, that story came out about 3 or 4 days ago. That was the first domino that had to fall. And then coincidentally enough, guys, the very next day, what did Kawhi Leonard do? He demanded a trade from the San Antonio Spurs to the Los Angeles Lakers. So it's a struggle. It's a power battle. Can Kawhi Leonard work his way out of San Antonio and to Los Angeles? Will Greg Popovich, the coach of the Spurs and the grand poobah of the Spurs, let him out of his deal? He's got one year left. You know he's not going to stay in San Antonio past that 1 year. So it probably behooves the Spurs to let him go and to get a pretty decent package of players and draft picks in return. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if that's what happens over the next couple of weeks and Kawhi Leonard does get traded to the Lakers. And if that happens, that'll really tip you off that LeBron James is definitely going to L.A. If Kawhi Leonard gets traded to the Lakers.
You're a good man, Dick. We do thank you for your time this morning.
No problem. I apologize for the U.S. Open. That was a travesty.
Just on Shinnecock Hills, can I get the, before we go, mate, the American reaction or the American golf reaction to Phil Mickelson with that, you know, running down, hitting the ball while it was still moving, giving away a two-shot penalty. Plenty of people believing that's not in the spirit of golf, where it probably isn't in the spirit of golf, but I think every golfer has probably done it.
Sure. It's not in the spirit of golf. I think he probably should have been disqualified for it, but it is the beloved Phil Mickelson. There's nobody more loved in American golf than Phil Mickelson, and I would even include Tiger Woods has some detractors because of what he has done off the course over the last 8 or 9 years. Phil Mickelson has very, very few detractors because he's always been the people's player. So I think they look and they're like, oh, that's unusual. We haven't seen Phil do that before. But boy, if it was a Patrick Reed or a Sergio Garcia, oh my gosh, people would be killing those guys.
Well, what do you make of the course, by the way, Dick?
Well, I it was the USGA. Just I likened it on Twitter. I said, you know, it's like the Wimbledon Grand Final, and you hose down one half of the grass and you leave the other competitor's grass dry. Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. The fact that you looked at the final five pairings, only Brooks Koepka had a plus two. Everybody else in those final five pairings on Saturday were in the plus sevens, plus tens, plus three. Heck, Ricky Fowler shot like an 82 on Saturday. Meanwhile, you got guys that are in the morning firing 65s and 66s. It just wasn't equitable. It was terribly managed by the U.S. Golf Association.
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood, one of those players doing that, getting out of the morning and firing that terrific final round. Good on you, Dick.
See you, boys. Talk to you next week.